The Lord bless you, sweetheart dwellers. Well, I want to make a change, an amendment to the last message on the warning. I have sought the Lord all day about this event of fire from heaven, and he is not in any way confirming that it's just around the corner. I don't doubt that we'll be experiencing this on earth because it is written in the scriptures, but I'm not getting a confirmation that it will be tomorrow, next week, or even next month. Now, there's been a lot of scuttlebutt about the 3 days of darkness, so we reran that video for you so you could get an idea on discernment from it. But the Lord has made it very clear to me that the 3 days of darkness will happen at the very, very end. And I don't believe that there's any way that it's going to happen between now and next year. I think it's going to be down the road a good 8 years, depending on when the rapture happens. So I just wanted to let you know about that because it's going to be such a devastating event that there's not going to be anything left. Not anything like having a war. It's going to be way beyond a war. It's going to be destruction of everything else that wasn't destroyed by the wars. So that's got to happen at the end of the tribulation. So please put that to rest. That's not anytime soon. Now, the other thing that may come soon is the day of inner vision. That could come at any moment. And that's to allow us to be able to see the state of our souls. So the five of us went over and over and over our discernment and came to the conclusion that this will happen, but time frame is not immediate, and it wasn't right for me to put this message up without having waited for more confirmations. I apologize for that. I was concerned we'd get cut off again, community-wise, a little gun-shy there, and that is the hardest thing for me, but I should have downplayed the time frame in which that might occur until we had more confirmations. So please forgive me for alarming any of you over this happening any day. That was an error in discernment, which I take complete responsibility for. We do know how very serious the killing of innocent children is, but we have to remember that God's mercy is greater than any sin, especially those done out of ignorance or an obtuse spirit. By obtuse, I mean a mindset that just can't get it. And that's exactly what I had 40 years ago when I was into the New Age and reincarnation. You see, that's what talked me into getting an abortion because it wasn't time for this baby. And that was a total lie. The timing was perfect. And that's part of the danger of listening to false religions. And I regretted that for the rest of my life. So if any of you are listening and thinking about doing something like that, don't do it. You'll be very, very sorry. God will provide everything you need. But in the meantime, if anything should go wrong with the good people on Vimeo or New York or whatever, we're still on BitChute as still small voice. Also, Brighteon is still small voice. Facebook, Heart Dwellers. And Twitter, Jesus Heart Dwellers at Heart Dwellers 18. And SoundCloud, where you can find all of our music, except for maybe the latest two. Claire and Ezekiel Dubois on SoundCloud. And heartdwellers.org, our website, is where everything is. So the Lord bless you, dear family. Please forgive me for alarming any of you. I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to do that. And your prayers on my behalf are very powerful. So pray for my discernment and for me to be more careful, please. Okay, God bless you, dear ones.